The Federal Transit Administration is allocating an initial $100 million to the extension. The project includes 5.5 miles of new rail lines connecting downtown Phoenix to the South Mountain Village area. Light rail has been a hot topic among Arizona policymakers, with Prop 105 on the ballot. A vote for the measure would direct funds to other transportation needs and stop light rail extensions like this one. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego released a statement saying the light rail's continued growth is, quote, crucial to our city's success. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Federal Transit Administration has set aside $100 million for the South Central extension to the Valley's light rail system. The project has been a controversial one, and Phoenix voters next month will vote on whether or not to go ahead with it. Scott Smith, Valley Metro CEO, is with me to talk more about this. And Scott, I would imagine, first off, that you're pretty happy about this money coming in from the feds.
Well, we're very excited because this is a major milestone in the South Central Extension Downtown Hub project to receive this commitment from the federal government.
What specifically will this money be paying for?
The federal government is a partner in the light rail extension into South Phoenix and the downtown work we're doing, and they're going to pay well over $500 million total if this project is built. So this is, in essence, the first installment of their agreement to partner with us to pay almost half the cost of this total project.
Now, you mentioned if this project gets built, and at this moment, it seems like there is some amount of if involved in that. If Phoenix voters approve Proposition 105 next month, what happens to this money? Does it just go away?
Well, it goes away. We were one of 12 projects nationwide that received allocations yesterday from the Federal Transit Administration, and these allocations are project-specific. So if Prop 105 is passed in August, then, of course, the light rail extensions are canceled in Phoenix, and this money would then go back to the Federal Transit Administration to be reallocated to other projects around the country.
Does it say anything that the federal government approved this money, given some of the uncertainty with the South Central extension?
An allocation is subject to the finalization of a funding agreement. But if we move forward and we fit all of the we meet all of the requirements of the FTA, which we have so far from the federal standpoint, then this will be funded. It's done really without consideration of the election, assuming that the election goes forward, and if the voters approve moving forward with this project, the federal government will be there. This isn't a subject to by the federal government. It's just sort of a statement of fact. We're either going to build the project with the approval of the voters or not build the project. And if we do, then the federal government has said that they've already allocated the first $100 million as their share of the project.
So I have to ask about the timing of this, with ballots for that August election hitting mailboxes in just a couple of weeks. Any concern that the timing of this announcement might seem suspicious to some folks?
Well, I'd like to think that the Federal Transit Administration does their job based on local conditions. But as I said, they made a major announcement yesterday. We were one of 12 projects nationwide. Each of those projects in places like Los Angeles, Boston, Dallas, Seattle. I don't really think that the timing of our election factored into the FDA's timing of this announcement.
If the project goes forward, at what point do you expect to actually get the money from D.C.?
If it goes forward, the money will actually come in probably beginning in late 2020. So we're still a year off. This is a current budget cycle allocation. It has to be spent by December of next year. So I would imagine it would come in then. What the federal government does is they reimburse costs. They don't advance costs. So once construction starts, if the voters allow the construction to go forward, once it starts, then we will start building and we'll submit to the FTA for reimbursement of those expenses. These are multi-year projects. They're what are called pipeline projects, which means you have to meet certain requirements as you move forward and reach certain milestones with the FTA. And at South Central, we have been working for several years, and we're at the point in time where to get an allocation means that we've done all we need to, we've met all the requirements, and now the federal government is willing to step up and commit. And that's a big deal. That is a very, very big milestone, and we're very excited about it. And now it's in the hands of the voters of Phoenix to see if we'll actually move forward or not.
That's Valley Metro CEO Scott Smith. We also spoke with Susan Godino with Building a Better Phoenix. That's the group opposed to the current plan for light rail expansion in South Phoenix and advocating for Prop 105. She questioned the timing of the announcement coming a week weeks before Phoenix voters can cast early ballots on the measure, which would stop all current and future funding for light rail projects in Phoenix.